You're here with the grace of the Savior, with the heart of the Father, you're all we need. You're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of the Spirit, you're all we need. At the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, just a whisper of your name will silence wind and waves at the mention of your name. You're here, you're the provider. Needed, Jesus, you supply. Oh yes, with wonder-working power, everything you breathe on coming back to life.
Just a mention. Oh, oh, oh. God is a Lamb, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion.
Grace of the Savior, with the heart of the healer, you are all we need. You're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of the Spirit, you are all. With wonder working power. string you bleed on is coming back to life. At the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, just a whisper.
We love you.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, how we
For you are where our love comes from. I believe the Lord is saying that today there are a lot of situations in this room and that you're finding it hard to love at the moment. You're finding it hard to forgive or maybe just go on in that relationship or just a situation where you're saying, God, I don't have enough love in my heart for this person or these people. And I believe God will say to you that I am where your love comes from. That we are never lacking in resources to love because our love comes from Him who is limitlessly full of love. His name is love. I just believe that as we sing out His praises, we say, God, you are where my love comes from. We don't love in response to the other person. We love in response to God because He is the author of love. I believe that's just God enabling you by His grace, saying, I am where your love comes from.
If you're in that place this morning, could you just do a transaction with God and say, this is a dry bone in my life, and I'm finding it. I need your spirit to breathe life into this relationship, this situation, that I would be able to love with the love of Christ. Yeah? Just quickly, just, you know, or just... We've said, you know, we will shout praises to God. Just, you know, a heart of thankfulness and gratitude opens doors for God to move, okay? So if you need dry bones to come alive, you shoot your prayer to God. Otherwise, just speak words of gratitude.
Psalm 73, verse 26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. In verse 28, it says, but for me it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord, Lord, my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Yes, Lord, I thank you and I praise you because you are the strength of my heart, Lord. Lord, when I fail, you never fail. Lord, when I'm weak, you are my strength, Lord. You are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I have made you my Lord, my Savior. Lord, you are my Savior, Lord. I would be a fool to give up on you. Mm. Yes, Lord. Jim Elliot says, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
From the beginning of the worship, God has been speaking to me about relationships. Our God is a God of relationships. There is this deep relationship between God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I see that there are many relationships. It could be two friends or husband and wife or brother and sister or families. You know, God wants to tell us that the Satan is always at work because he hates relationships. So, instead of going on to a different guilt trip, God wants each one of us to praise Him so that the chains would be broken and the relationships would be restored. So if you are at that point, God wants you to do is thank Him and praise Him so that the devil's work will not succeed.
Amen.
Every day.